Our next article is called The Joy of Third Things: Build Meaningful Connections at Worship, the Ballpark, and Beyond. It's written by Elise Seyfried, who is a freelance writer and director of spiritual formation at Christ Lutheran Church in Orland, Pennsylvania. Parker Palmer writes, "If soul truth is to be spoken and heard, it must be approached on the slant." In his book, Hidden Wholeness, A Journey Toward an Undivided Life, Quaker writer Parker Palmer talks about third things, how people can make emotional connections while talking about something they're experiencing. This can happen even when people attend a concert or a play, view a painting, or watch a baseball game. Palmer believes that the soul is shy, and that asking another person to immediately share something very vulnerable can scare them off. Connecting while engaged in third things is a gentler way to communicate. Many people have fond memories of special conversations that transpired while they were doing dishes with a parent or going fishing with a friend. This third thing they do together makes it easy and comfortable for them to converse more deeply, often without even making eye contact. One of my third things involved my husband's parents, who were big television watchers. The set was usually on when we visited. Often we would watch a game show with them, and at one point contestants were asked, "Would you rather be ignorant and happy or brilliant and miserable?" At the exact same moment, we all answered aloud, but my response, brilliant and miserable, was the opposite of theirs. We ended up having a great conversation about the value of knowledge and the value of contentment. I also remember the time one of my teenagers grew quiet and distant, showing little emotion, at least around me, and the more I pushed, the less he talked. Then one night, we happened to watch the movie The Elephant Man. After it ended, I immediately flipped on the lights and started gabbing, "Oh, wasn't that amazing?" My son didn't answer when I looked over at him. He was silently crying. I've never forgotten that moment when the third thing brought out such deep feelings in my child, and I felt closer to him than I had in years. Third things can also happen in nature. Our family spends the summers at the Delaware Shore, and I love walking on the beach. Some of my very best conversations with friends have occurred as we strolled along the water's edge. Triumphs and struggles, difficult decisions at work, faith questions with which we are wrestling, all topics for discussion. The words come easily as we concentrate on our footsteps in the sand. And we may not solve the world's problems on these seaside walk and talks, but they do wonders for our relationships. Another third thing is worshiping at church. When we share a sacred experience with others, and I've learned so much about people in conversations that begin by talking about the service, a hymn or the gospel or the sermon. Being physically together at church was something I missed very much during this last year and a half, and to feel connected was a challenge, but we still made contact through online worship and Bible study opportunities, and I believe God was right there with us. Now that our church is reopened for indoor worship, I enjoy being back, even amid new restrictions. I look forward to the day when we can hug and sing hymns and receive communion as a church family and have even more deep conversations. In our modern world, it's too easy to keep our conversations light and casual, to armor ourselves against the hurt and disappointments we risk by expressing our deepest feelings. Yet Scripture tells of many times when Jesus turned a simple chat into a life-changing encounter. From his visit with the woman at the well to his late-night conversation with Nicodemus to talks with his disciples over shared meals. As people of faith, we are called to be like Jesus and to gently encourage one another to share our truest selves. So, the next time you face an impasse with one of your teenage children or you and a friend have stopped communicating as well as you did in the past, find a third thing you can do side by side, whether it's chopping vegetables for soup or discussing a book. You may discover that you're suddenly sharing on a whole different level. While focusing on something else, we can renew our focus on and connection with each other. There's a magic in a simple shared experience. in a third thing, and couldn't we all use a little more magic in our lives?